the least developed countries means there are three criteria to define them, which is that you have the indicators for the very low level of social and human development. And number two indicator is that they have a very low level of this per capita income. And three is that they have a very high degree of vulnerability, whether it is a vulnerability due to internal challenges, high level of poverty, very much dependent, economy on one or two products for their exports, a very low level of economic activities, high level of poverty, but also a very strong vulnerability to the external shocks because they are dependent on either the development aid from abroad or if they are dependent on trade, they have one or two products. That's the main, the characteristics of these countries.
So how do you go about tackling the problems of these countries?
You have to look at collectively and comprehensively their challenges. One has to look at very strongly at how this human and social development, which means the MDGs basically, how you can really push as much as possible to attain the MDG goals, whether it is a child mortality, maternal mortality, education, or sanitation, access to water, or the level of poverty as a whole, which is one of the biggest challenges for these countries. So there was an understanding that there has to be more push, more support from the international level, but also domestic reforms in these countries to push for the attainment of the MDGs. The second focus is that there has to be more emphasis that is to be given to the productive capacity building, infrastructure, and access to energy if you want to transform their economy. So if you don't make progress in the economic field, then you cannot even sustain progress in the human and social development as well. And the third one was about how do you really reduce the vulnerability, which means even if there is a financial and economic crisis, the international support that is being provided to these countries should not be reduced to these countries.
I'm going to play the devil's advocate.
Yes, please.
You named so many different issues that these countries face, but at the same time, there are so many countries who have overcome many of these difficulties. I think of Japan after World War II. Within a generation or two, they rose up and became giants in the economic world. What do you say is the responsibility of these countries to work their way out of poverty themselves?
I think development, first and foremost, is the responsibility of the national leadership. That's a very important statement. It is because that if you look at the history of the world, as you said very correctly, whether you look at Japan or Korea recently or the new emerging economies, whether it is Turkey, whether it is China, it is doing and all that. I think it is very important that there is a need for a very strong national will, national leadership, and national efforts. There is no substitute for that. There is absolutely no doubt about that. And of course, when we talk about that, there has to be very strong policies, pro-poor policies in all these countries. There has to be a good governance in these countries. And also there has to be a multi-stakeholder approach in which people's participation, the role of the private sector, civil society, and all can and should be able to contribute to the development in all these countries. So that is, I would say, a necessary condition for development for any country.